looks so
this
exciting.
Is fun. It's supposed to be fun, actually.
Yeah.
Obviously, opening statements. Very happy for the timely goal that we got. It was an even game, but I think we rode our luck at times. But I thought we started the game real well, and we deserved the goal in the end because we got on the end of a good ball and scored, and Wanda did real well with the finish.
Do you think the team showed the kind of heart they had in a couple of the recent games?
Yeah, I think they did. I thought we showed real good heart tonight. We tried hard, and in this league, you can't get away with not, as a group, really putting every ounce of effort in every play, and I think we did tonight. We really wanted to win the game, and it showed. If it was 0-0, it would have been 0-0. I don't think we would have conceded a goal, but to score real late like that is great, because it's happened to us a few times, and it's not easy to take. They'll be upset, because they had chances tonight as well to score. But that's football. We rode our luck a little bit, but then we took our chance when it came. It was great. Great finish.
Can you talk about the first half? There was two goals in which it seemed like you were upset and felt like they were taken away from you.
Yeah, I haven't seen the tape, but it looked real harsh, the first one. I don't think... I think it was Cornell was chasing it and obviously finished the goal in the end. I don't think he touched Jimmy. Was it Jimmy? I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't look like he touched him. So, I haven't seen the tape, so we didn't get that one. The other one... my understanding is Cornell's offside for the initial header, but once it is played by a Kansas City player, that play is dead, and then whatever position our players are in, it doesn't matter. And I thought, according to the rules, that goal should have stood.
What was said?
You can't write it.
What was said?
What do you mean? To the ref or the...
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you what I said. I swore. Put it that way. That wasn't pretty.
Why was Ian taken off?
Well, we're just upset that we felt the play was two different plays.
If you swore, why was Ian taken
He threw something down on the ground. I think we got a playbook, set plays, okay. And he threw it on the ground and he got sent off. But you know what?
Was emotion not paying, in the league now?
I'm not paying his fine. No, I'll pay his fine because he's showed emotion, and it's been a tough year for all of us, and I think we're just getting frustrated with some calls and stuff, but we shouldn't do that. You should behave correctly, but sometimes you just can't you can't stop yourself. I had nothing to throw. I threw my jacket last year. I should have maybe threw something else, but it just feels good for that group in there that's worked very hard tonight to get a victory, so it was good.
Frank, that's a big result at the end of the game. Where does it set you up for the next match?
Well, we did this against Seattle, and then we went and lost 3-0 to Columbus. So, at this point, we need to win a lot of games. What we're trying to do is obviously build some momentum. Hopefully, we can get a good result next weekend. It's going to be tough, but I feel that the group must be confident now. And, I'll remind them that Columbus was a letdown. After winning a great game against Seattle, and 10 men, whatever you say about it, but the result was good. So we need to follow up with a good performance. I think we've performed not as bad as our results have shown away from home. We haven't won any, but we were very, very close in Dallas. Should have won in Salt Lake, to be honest. And they'll say the same thing. We should have won both those games, and we haven't. So let's try and put it all together and get a result on Saturday, and then we have another home game after that, and you never know. So hopefully we can get a good result Saturday.
Was the game a little wide open for your taste? I mean, it was very much back and forth.
Yeah, well, I felt that because we weren't sitting back at all, and I said to the guys, we've got to win the game. So we got to score first. We're decent when we score first. If we're leading at halftime, I looked at our stats, it's decent. So let's try and score first. Let's get a lead at halftime. So that's what our guys are doing. So if you're on the front foot, always trying to break and go, you do sometimes, if one of our players loses the ball in a bad area, you do maybe get countered a little bit. I think the one when Arturo was breaking and Bobby was going forward and it broke to them, it was a good opportunity. I think it might be the second half. But we've got to take chances. And I think we rode our luck tonight. Joe was good. Joe made some very good saves, and his handling was excellent tonight. And the back four was great because, to not have any goals against is... It's a miracle for us at this point, but it shows that if you just stick together and keep going, that you can, get clean sheets and wins in this league. I said it all along. It's not about it's about talent, but it's about hard work and desire too. And I think, especially tonight, was a really good, strong performance by us.
What about Cornell?
He's tweaked it, so you know, you'll see in the morning, next couple of days. You know, I'm not an expert on it, but usually if you feel something, it's a good week to 2 weeks usually. So we'll see how he feels in the morning, and in the morning or Monday, and kind of go from there.
Any particular individual performances stand out for you tonight?
I mean, I'd hate to pick out anybody, to be honest. I think that I thought all of us, as a group, including the subs and the guys that started the match, give everything they had in the right direction. And I wouldn't want to pick anybody out individually. You can do that. You saw the game. So, I think Shea's starting to play as a good right-side midfielder. And he did well. He was dangerous. You know, could put him at right back to try and attack from there. So he did well. But I don't want to pick anybody out, really. I just did one, I guess.
Yeah, one more question.
Can you comment on Wondolowski's substitution? What makes it for
you? Wondo's a good, he's a good player, and it's he's one of those guys that's sort of a bit unlucky that doesn't get a ton of starts. He hasn't at Houston, he's scored his goals when he gets a chance, and his goals for minutes on the field is pretty good wherever he's been, Houston and here. So, he's good. I like him. He's always ready to play, and that is, no matter what, you've got to have that in your squad. And I think that Wondo's a very, very good pro. He doesn't, he just works hard, and he doesn't worry about getting this minutes, that minutes, starting the game. He just comes on and does his job, and won the game for us. So he may get a start on the weekend.
Thank you, guys. Both lockers are open.
Thank you.